I praise the Lord that he enables me to continue to minister for him. I want to speak to you today on the peace of Emmanuel.
今天我想讲的主题是以马内利的平安。
In 2001, the Richards family from Canberra, Australia, set up a Guinness World Record for the most lights ever on a private residence.
在2001年的时候，来自澳大利亚的理查德一家，他们登上过吉尼斯纪录的榜单。当时他们用33万多盏彩灯装饰了自家的院落。They
had 3,031 and 38 bulbs.
然后有这么多的数量，33万1,038盏。And
it was a record that stood for a decade.
然后这个记录呢，维持了大概有10年。
But then in 2012, Tim Gay and his family from LaGrange, New York, beat that world record.
在2012年的时候，这个记录被打破了，它是被纽约的一个家庭打破的。
They decorated their house with 346,283 lights, and they synchronized them to music.
他们当时用了34万6,283盏灯来装饰房屋，并且和200多首的音乐来同步。
But the Richards would not be beat.
但是理查德一家他们并不服气。
So the next year, they decorated their house with more than 500,000 lights.
然后到了第二年的时候呢，他们用了超过50多万盏的灯，再次的进行了装饰。
And they stretched it over 29 miles of wire.
这些电线连起来的话，大概有29英里那么长。
However, Tim Gray said he couldn't let that record stand.
然后呢，蒂姆盖伊他又说，OK，我不会让这个记录保持太久的。
And so last year, he and his family covered their house and its grounds with a display that involved 601,736 lights.
就在去年的时候呢，他们又用了60万盏1,736盏彩灯，然后整个覆盖了他们的房屋和场地。And
they synchronized it to more than 200 songs.
然后呢，并且他把这个灯和他们这个音乐进行同步播放。The
whole thing took them roughly 2 months, and it covered 2 acres of ground.
然后他们大概占地有这么，就是有2英亩那么大的场地。
And Tim Gay told the Guinness on occasion of his win, "My family and I are thrilled to bring the world record back to the United States."
蒂姆盖伊他当时就非常自豪地说，我和我的家人很高兴将这个记录又带回美国了。
And he added, "We're even more excited that because we were able to do it with nearly 100,000 more lights than the previous record."
并且他补充道说，更加兴奋的是呢，我比上次记录增加了有近10万盏灯。
Now, somewhere along the line, these two families lost the meaning of the original Christmas.
但是这整个过程，遗憾的是，这两个家庭失去了庆祝圣诞节的初衷。
And if we're not careful, we too can lose what this season means to us.
如果我们不谨慎的话，我们也会陷入同样的错误。
We can get caught up with just the busyness and the frenzy of having bigger and better than what we had the year before.
我们可能会因为自己愈演愈烈的这个疯狂而忘记圣诞节的意义。This
time of year, some people buy into what they call Christmas stuffers.
在圣诞季节的时候，人们都开始忙于各样的圣诞传统。They
stuff their stockings, they stuff their face, and they stuff their calendar.
他们采购各样的圣诞小礼物，然后装扮自己，并且安排紧凑的圣诞行程。And
when you look around, you wonder, where's the peace? Where's the joy? Where's the contentment of this season?
当你在环顾四周的时候，你会怀疑圣诞节的安息在哪里，快乐在哪里？这个季节本该带给我们的满足是什么？And
that's what I want to speak about today. I want you to discover the peace and the joy of Christmas.
这就是我今天要谈的。我希望我们可以发现圣诞节的和平和喜乐。I
notice we have two of the words right up here. Peace and joy.
大家注意到这里有两个重点词，就是和平和喜乐。
And so we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2 says this. The people who walk in darkness, this thing isn't working too well. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine.
我们看以赛亚书的九章二节这样写道，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
That light, of course, is the Lord Jesus.
这里的光就是耶稣基督。
He came to earth during the Roman occupation of Israel.
他在罗马占领以色列的期间来到这个世上。
It was a dark time for Israel.
对于以色列来说，那是一个非常黑暗的时期。
They were in great distress and they were spiritually blind.
他们处在极大的痛苦和黑暗中，找不到出路。
But Jesus as light came to show them the way back to God and how they could have his blessing once again.
主耶稣的到来就像一盏灯，把他们重新带回到上帝那里，并且重新带回到了祝福的道路当中。
And Jesus wants the same thing for us.
主耶稣也想为我们做同样的事情。
He said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you can have the light that leads to life.
在约翰福音的八章十二节说到，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
When we walk with Jesus in his light, we have the comforting presence of his presence with us.
当我们与主耶稣基督同行的时候，我们就有他同在的安息。
However, when we refuse to walk with Jesus, all we have left is to stumble around in the darkness.
但是当我们拒绝与他同行的时候，我们就会迷失在可怕绝望的黑暗中。
Pastor Todd Hunter, in his book, Giving the Church Another Chance, talks about the days when he was ministering in a church in Anaheim, California.
托德牧师他在他的书中给教堂在一次机会中讲述了他在加利福尼亚一所教堂服事的经历。
And during the service there was a blackout when an automobile hit the power line to their building.
在一项他们这个事工活动中有一次交通事故导致他们整个大楼都停电。
And for some reason the emergency lights failed to function as well.
由于某种原因，它这个应急灯也出现了故障。
And so nearly 3,000 people were in the sanctuary, and another 1,000 of children were in a building in back of the sanctuary.
在这个圣殿的主堂中，将近有3,000个人，并且后边的区域还有1,000个儿童，全部都陷入了黑暗。
And they all were in total darkness.
他们全部都是在完全的黑暗当中。
Pastor Todd said that he was sitting in the front row. Of his church, and his first concern was the children.
托德牧师他当时是坐在教堂的最前排，他最担心的就是孩子们。
And he said he was only about a dozen steps away from the door that would lead a hallway to where they were.
他回忆起来说，他当时离这个孩子们的走廊只有十几步的距离。
But the darkness was just so great that it was overwhelming. He lost orientation. He couldn't find his way as he groped toward that door.
但是当时真的是太黑了，令人完全找不到方向。然后他发现，想在黑暗中摸索过去，真的是很困难的事情。
And when he finally got there, one of the mothers had beat him to it, and she was on her way to get her children.
然后当他终于走向这个长廊的门时，他看到一个母亲，然后正在向他的这个孩子的方向走去。
This thing needs a new battery, I think. It's not working. Anyway, maybe somebody can help me out here. We need a new battery in here. Oh, here we go. Okay, keep going. Okay, there we go. So all she had was one of those little tiny flashlights on a keychain, and it didn't illuminate the whole hallway, but it added enough light that they could find their way.
她当时这个母亲的钥匙链上有个小手电筒，这个手电筒的话没有办法照亮整个走廊，但是却很好的缓解了当时的黑暗。
And soon some others found some emergency flashlights that were in the classroom.
然后不久之后呢，其他人也在教室里头发现了应急的手电筒。
And still others turned their lights on to their cars and shone the light through the windows into the classroom.
还有一些人呢，他们打开汽车的前灯，通过这个窗户照进教室。
And all the children were able to get out to safety.
这样他们才得以使所有的孩子都平安撤离。
Well, after about another 10 minutes, Pastor Todd finally made his way back to the sanctuary.
大约过了十分钟的时间，托德牧师他回到了主堂。
And he said it looked like a candlelight service.
然后他说当时的整个场景看起来
有点像烛光礼。People had gotten out their mini flashlights and out of their pocketbooks or their keychains, and they were waving them all over the sanctuary.
人们都把他们手提包或者是钥匙链上的这个迷你手电筒打开，并且挥舞。
But what Pastor Todd remembers most was that lady with that little flashlight, and how that little flashlight brought hope and orientation to an otherwise very serious moment.
就是直到二十年后，令他印象最深刻的还是那个走廊中母亲手中小电筒发出的巨大力量，在那个黑暗恐怖的时刻带给大家希望和方向。
And that's what Jesus wants to do for us.
这就是主耶稣想要为我们做的。
He wants to bring hope and orientation into our life when we have those frightening, disoriented moments of our life.
他想在我们人生最黑暗恐怖的时刻给我们带来希望和方向。
So that's not a time to walk away from him or to distance yourself from him.
所以大家不要离开他。
Instead, you want to walk with him.
相反，你要与他同行。
And just trust him every step of the way.
并且在你人生的每一步你都要信靠他。
He is light. And his light will give you the guidance that you need.
他是你人生中来引导你的光。
And so you want to find out that light in whenever you're kind of disoriented with life and discover that Jesus is the light of your life as well.
当你人生出现问题的时候，你应该想到主耶稣才是你的引路人，他是对你最紧要的。
One of the names for Jesus is Emmanuel.
主耶稣的名字也叫做以马内利。
That name means God with us.
这个意思呢，就是上帝与我们同在。
And it means that God is with us in every situation that we go through.
它的意思是什么？就是在我们无论处在任何一个处境中，上帝都会与我们同在。
And God's presence brings guidance to our life.
并且神他会带来来自他的指引。
More than that, when we walk with Jesus, we'll not only have guidance, but we'll also have gladness in our heart as well.
更重要的是，与主同行，我们不光是有了正确的指引，我们还会有内心的喜乐。
You want to find the source of true gladness and happiness and joy.
你一定想找到真正的幸福和快乐的源头。
And that is found in a relationship with Jesus.
但是这样的事情只有在与主耶稣的关系中才可以找到。
Awareness of Jesus' presence with you will bring you joy.
意识到与主同行会给你带来喜乐。
And so you want to discover the enjoyment and the delight of such a relationship. It will bring more joy than you ever thought possible in your life.
并且在这样的关系中，你会意识到你会得到从未想过、体验过的这样生活中的喜乐。
Here's what our passage says in verse 3. It says, you, and it's speaking of Jesus, you will enlarge the nation of Israel and its people will rejoice.They will rejoice before you as a people rejoice at the harvest and like warriors dividing the plunder.
我们看以赛亚书的三节，你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分掳物那样的快乐。
There's coming a day when Jesus is going to reign from Jerusalem and Israel will be a happy nation once again.
有那么一天，主他会再来，他会掌管整个耶路撒冷，并且使以色列再次成为一个喜乐的国。
They'll be as happy as a farmer bringing in his harvest, truckloads of wheat.
他们就会像是丰收满载而归的农民。
Or they'll be as happy as a soldier coming home from active duty with a big fat bonus check.
他们会像是因为出色完成了任务而被丰厚奖赏的士兵那般快乐。
Israel will rejoice when Jesus comes to rule once again from Jerusalem.
当主耶稣再次来掌管耶路撒冷的时候，以色列民都会欢呼鼓舞。
His literal presence will make them glad once again.
当主再来的时候，他们会无比的开心。
But you and I don't have to wait till then.
但是我们却不需要等到那个时刻。
We can be glad today.
我们今天就可以喜乐。
And you can experience the joy that Jesus offers right now.
我们今天就可以体验主赐给我们的喜乐。
Look at this in John 10. Jesus said of his followers, the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a fulfilling and satisfying life.
我们看约翰福音的十章十节，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
An abundant, fulfilling, satisfying, fulfilling life is yours if you choose to follow Jesus.
如果你选择跟随主耶稣，就会拥有充实有意义的生活。
However, if you choose to walk away from Jesus or ignore him, the thief, who's the enemy of Jesus, Satan himself, will only come and steal and kill and destroy your life.
但是当你远离主耶稣的时候，你就会走向偷窃、杀戮和生命的毁灭。
And you don't want that to happen.
你当然不想这样做。
And so trust Jesus with your life and experience the joy that only he can give.
所以用你的生命去信靠主耶稣基督，体验只有他才能够给你带来的欢乐。
I like the way that Tullian Tjibijan describes that joy in his book, One Way Love.
我非常喜欢契维金牧师在他的书中《无回报的爱》这样描述喜乐。
He says that God's grace is like a roller coaster.
他说上帝的恩典有点像坐过山车。
It makes us scream in terror and laugh uncontrollably at the same time.
他使我们惊恐的尖叫又同时失控的大笑。
But there aren't any harnesses.
但是这个过程中我们不会有任何伤害。
And we're not in the driver's seat.
我们不是驾驶员。
And we didn't design the twists and the turns.
我们也没有设计这些弯曲的这些轨道。
All we have to do is get on board.
我们需要做的只是登上这个过山车。
And laugh as we defy the law of gravity.
当我们在冲破万有引力的时候，我们会尖声大笑。
And scream because it looks like we're being hurled off into space.
因为感觉我们整个人都要飞出去了。
And that's the way he describes God's grace to those who trust in his son Jesus.
这就是神因着他的恩典所赐予信他儿子名的人的生活。
It's terrifyingly fun, he says.
他说真的是非常的有趣。
And like any ride, it's worth standing in line and coming back to it again and again.
就像那些值得排队玩的游乐设施一样，值得一遍一遍的尝试。
It's a ride, he said, that we never outgrow. It's just gives hope and excitement in an otherwise exhausted world.
在这是一个永不过时的旅程，在这个疲惫不堪的世界中，它成为了我们源源不断的希望和喜乐的源泉。
So you want to hop on this ride?
所以你想登上这个旅程。
And find the guidance and find the gladness when you live your life in dependence on Jesus.
去选择信靠主耶稣，并且找到我们生活的导航和喜乐的源泉。
More than that, you want to follow Jesus because you will find relief from the burdens of life.
我们跟随主耶稣呢，我们也会卸下我们生活的重担。
You can be set free from the things that weigh you down.
我们可以从困扰中得释放。
Look at this in verse 4. It says, For you, Jesus, will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian.
我们看以赛亚书的四节写道，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。
Now you'll remember when Gideon scattered the Midianites. He used just 300 men and a trumpet and some torches.
大家应该记得基甸他仅凭着300个勇士，靠着一些号角和火把就打败了整个米甸的军队。
And God delivered them.
是因为上帝与他们同在。
And God's going to deliver them again.
并且上帝要再次拯救他们。
Many years, many people have tried to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
多年来，很多国家他们都试图将以色列从地图上抹去。
And in the past, these nations have included Egypt and Assyria and Babylon and Greece and Rome. And most lately, Hitler's Germany.
在过去的时候，这些国家它包括埃及、亚述、巴比伦、希腊、罗马，还有希特勒当时统治的德国。
Today's Israel's enemies are Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
在今天的话，我们以色列的敌人是伊朗真主党、哈马斯、基地组织，还有伊斯兰国的这些恐怖组织。
And every day, Israel fights for its existence.
每一天，以色列都在为它的生存而战。
But there's coming a day when Jesus will come.
但是有一天，他们的弥赛亚会到来。
Jesus is coming again, and when he does, he's going to relieve Israel from her oppressors.
当主耶稣再来的时候，他们会将以色列救离压迫。
And he'll take the yoke of bondage from off their neck and set them free.
主耶稣会解开他们脖子上的束缚，使他们自由。
However, we don't have to wait until Jesus comes.
但是我们真的不需要等到那个时刻。
Jesus wants to lift the burdens off our shoulders now.
因为他现在就想减轻我们身上的重担。
And here's what he says in Matthew chapter 11. He says, "Come to me." All you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
马太福音的十一章二十八到三十节说，凡劳苦重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里存柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。向金弟兄翻一下 PPT， 谢谢。
Now this must have stunned those who had heard it for the first time.
第一次听到这些话的人一定会非常的惊讶。
Because they were used to the religious leaders who was always putting heavy burdens upon them, in order to have a successful life and to earn favor with God.
因为这些人他们已经习惯了宗教领袖用很多的规章制度来考量他们是否生活的合神合神。
But Jesus was offering them just the opposite.
但是主耶稣给他们却是完全相反的东西。
He was offering them relief from the burdens of life.
主耶稣提供给我们的是来减轻我们身上的重担。
Have you ever noticed how some of the athletes believe that God is on their side, especially when they win?
你们是否曾经注意到很多运动员他们是相信上帝的，尤其是在当他们赢的时候，他们觉得神站在他们那一侧。
They'll often point their fingers to God.
然后他们就用手指着天。
But how do they handle it when they lose?
但是当他们失利的时候，他们会怎么办呢？
Does it mean that God doesn't like them?
这是否意味着神不爱他们？
Or that he wasn't for them?
或者是神不和他们在一起？
Or they weren't as special as they thought?
或者是他们不够特别？
Many of them will thank God when they win, but very few, if any, thank him when they lose.
他们中有很多的人会感谢上帝让他们赢得胜利，但是却很少的人感谢上帝让他们输了比赛。
It seems like their God only shows up when they win.
在他们看来，只有在他们获胜的时候，上帝才是和他们同在的。
And that puts a lot of pressure on them to win.
这样的话，他们就有很大的压力。
On the other hand, our God delights in showing up when we lose.
但是我们的神，他乐于在我们失败的时候露面。
His coming in a time of darkness proves that, as well as his resurrection.
他常常在黑暗的时候到来。从他的复活就可以证明这一点。
Jesus turns losing into gain.
主耶稣将亏损变成收获。
And death into life.
把死亡变成生命。
And sorrow into joy.
痛苦变成喜乐。
And weakness into strength.
软弱变成刚强。
And failure into glory.
失败变成荣耀。
And he takes the pressure away that we have to succeed.
他将追求成功的这样的压力从我们身上带走。
It's like Jesus throwing his arm around an athlete who has just lost the Super Bowl or some other game, and he says, "Son of Adam, life is a game, and we're all destined to lose."
就像主耶稣，他像用手臂去拥抱刚刚输了超级碗的运动员，然后对他说：“亚当之子，生命是一场比赛，我们注定要输。
”But let's celebrate the good news. I came to save.
但是让我们来一起庆祝另一个好消息，就是我来救你了。
Jesus came for losers, not winners.
主耶稣是为了失败的人而来，而不是为了胜利的人而来。
Jesus didn't come to give us more rules for success.
主耶稣的到来并不是为了给我们更多取得成功的建议。
He came to set us free from these rules so that we can enjoy life, the life that he's prepared for us.
他的到来是要从这些规则中释放我们，赐给我们自由，好让我们去享受他为我们预备的生活。
Dan Ortlund put it this way in his book Defiant Grace.
丹恩·奥尔特隆德他在他的书中这样写道。
He said Christianity is the unreligion.
他说基督教并非一般的宗教。
It turns all of our religious instincts upside down.
因为他彻底颠覆了我们认知中宗教的这样的一些理念。
For example, the ancient Greeks told us to be moderate by knowing your inclinations.
例如古希腊人，他们信奉的是让人了解自己来保持节制。
And the Romans told us to be strong by ordering your life.
罗马让人通过自我管理来变强大。
And Buddhism tells us to be disillusioned by annihilating your consciousness.
佛教让人消灭自我意识来看破万事。
And Hinduism tells us to be absorbed by merging your soul.
印度教让人通过冥想升华灵魂。
Islam tells us to be submissive by subjecting our will.
伊斯兰教让人满足己意来保持顺服。
And agnosticism tells us to be at peace by ignoring our doubts.
不可知论让人消灭心中的疑问来寻求平静。
And moralism tells us to be good by discharging our obligations.
道德主义呢，让人履行义务来称义。
But Christianity tells us to be free by acknowledging our failures.
但是基督教教导我们正视失败而得自由。
Christianity is the unreligion. It becomes the one faith whose founder tells us to bring to him not our doing, but our need.
基督教它是并不是一般的宗教信仰，因为它的信仰是关乎我们的需要，而不是我们需要做什么。
So you want to bring your need to Jesus this Christmas and find the freedom that He gives.
所以在这个圣诞期间，将你的所需所求都交托给主耶稣，并且从中得释放和自由。
Follow Jesus and you'll find guidance and gladness.
跟随主耶稣基督，你会找到指引和喜乐。
Follow Jesus and you'll find relief from the burdens of life.
跟随主耶稣，你会从生活的重担中得到解脱。
Follow Jesus and you'll also find rest from the battles of life.
跟随主耶稣，你会找到你一直在寻找的内心的安息。
Jesus will bring peace to your heart, the peace that you're looking for.
主耶稣他想赐下你一直在找的安息。
Look at this in verse 5.The boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burned. They will be fuel for the fire.
以赛亚书的九章五节，战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，并那滚在血中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。
There's coming a day when soldiers' uniforms will not be needed.
有那么一天，战士所穿的盔甲不再被需要。
Implements of war will be burned because the whole world will be at rest.
他们所使用的这个作战工具也将被烧毁，因为整个世界将要得到安息。
When Jesus comes again, wars will cease.
当主耶稣再来的时候，战争将停止。
But until then, we can find rest in our own hearts.
直到那时，你就可以找到心中的安息。
We can have peace of mind even when.War is going on all around us.
我们在今天这个充满征战的世界也同样可以享有安息。
On Christmas Day in 1863, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was sitting in his home in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
在1863年的圣诞节那天，亨利他坐在他麻省的家中。
The bells of a nearby church were ringing.But he found no joy in them.
附近教堂的钟声在回荡，但是他却感受不到喜乐。
And that was because he fiercely opposed slavery, and now the country was deeply involved in a civil war over that very issue.
因为他无所畏惧地参加了反对奴隶制运动，但现在却因着这个问题引起了内战。
And on top of that, his son, a young army lieutenant,had been seriously wounded in battle and was struggling to stay alive.
最重要的是，他的儿子一个年轻的陆军中尉在战斗中受了重伤，并在努力地维持着生命。
So as those church bells rang, Longfellow began to put his thoughts on paper.
因此，当教堂的钟声响起的时候，他开始将他的想法写在纸上。
We now sing it as a Christmas carol. I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
然后这个变成了一首我们现在一直在唱的圣诞诗歌，叫《圣诞钟声》。
And it goes like this. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
歌词是这样的，圣诞佳节我闻钟声，古老熟悉圣诞颂歌，响亮悦耳反复诉说世人蒙恩。
He went on to say, and in despair I bowed my head, there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
世人蒙恩，地上平安归他所喜悦的人，在绝望中低头垂首，我说世上并无平安，仇恨当道，嘲笑颂歌，世人蒙恩。
And yet as Longfellow continued to listen to the bells ringing on Christmas Day, a new and profound thought entered his head.
然而当他继续在聆听钟声的时候，一个崭新而深刻的想法进入了他的脑海。
Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
深红钟声响亮，宣称神不打盹也不睡觉，邪恶将近，公义必来，世人蒙恩，地上平安归属他所喜悦的人。
Reflecting on God and Jesus, Longfellow found peace in the midst of turmoil, and so can you.
亨利他在这个动荡中寻找到了他的平安，所以我们也可以这样。
Less than 24 hours before Jesus was nailed to a cross, Jesus said these words in John chapter 14.
在距离耶稣要钉十字架的前24个小时，他对他的门徒说，
I am leaving you with a gift, he said, peace of mind and heart. And the peace that I give is a gift the world cannot give you. So don't be troubled or afraid.
是这样说的，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
The world's peace is based on surrounding circumstances.
我们世界的平安是基于周围的环境。
Jesus' peace is based on the realities of heaven.
但是耶稣的平安是建立在天堂真实存在的印证上。
Namely, his name is Emmanuel, God is with us.
也就是以马内利，上帝与我们同在。
And since God is with us, He's in control.
因为上帝与我们同在，所以一切都在他的神中。
And since He is in control, we can have peace in our heart.
因为一切都在神的手中，所以我们得平安。
And so follow Jesus, and you will find guidance and gladness.
所以当我们跟随主耶稣，我们会找到指引和喜乐。
Follow Jesus, and you will find relief and rest.
跟随耶稣，我们会找到释放和安息。
But only if you let Jesus reign in your life.
但这一切只有在当你接受主耶稣做你生命的王的时候。
Let the government of your life rest on Jesus' shoulders.
我们将我们生命的主权放在主耶稣的肩上。
Here's what he said in our passage in verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given. It's talking about Jesus.And the government will rest upon his shoulders. And he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
以赛亚书的六章七节，因有一婴儿为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，直到从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
One day Jesus is going to rule over the whole world.
主耶稣总有一天他会治理整个世界。
And when he does, there's going to be peace and justice such as nobody has ever seen.
当他这样做的时候，将会有任何人都未曾见过的平安和公义。
But why wait till then?
但是我们为什么要等到那个时刻呢？
Why not let Jesus reign in your heart today?
但为什么不今天就让主耶稣做你心中的王？
Let the government of your life rest on his shoulders.
让他来掌权你的一生，让你的一生放在他的肩上。
Unconditionally surrender to his will.
无条件的去服从他的旨意。
And then you'll experience the blessing of his rule in your life.
这样你就可以经历来自他丰盛的恩典。
In a two-part series entitled Conversations About Christmas, Tim Keller, speaking at the Harvard Club in New York City, talks about people who want to come to Christ with a list of conditions.
蒂姆·凯勒他在纽约市的哈佛俱乐部演讲时提到了一个名为关于圣诞节对话的两篇系列文章，文章中说到有一些带着条件来跟随主耶稣的人。
They'll say something like this, I'm checking out Christianity, but I understand that Christians can't do this and the Bible says that you have to do that.
有这些人说，我现在正在考察基督教，我也明白基督徒不应该做这个，应该做那个。
For example, the Bible says you're supposed to love the poor.
例如圣经告诉你说你应该爱穷人。
And the Bible also says you can't have sex outside of marriage.
并且圣经也说你不可以在婚姻之外发生性关系。
I can't accept that, they say.
然后他们说这个我是不能接受的。
Keller says that's like having a friend who's dying from some terrible disease.
凯勒就评价说这就好比你带着一个病入膏肓的朋友去看医生。
And you take him to the doctor, and the doctor says, "Well, I have a remedy for you."
然后医生说 ，OK， 我有一种补救的方法。
If you follow my advice, you'll be healed, and you'll have a long and fruitful life.
如果你听从我的建议，你就会得到治愈，并且会活得很长很好。
But there's one problem.
但是有一个条件。
While you're taking this remedy, you can't eat any chocolate. No chocolate.
如果你想痊愈的话，就是以后你再也不能吃巧克力了。
Well, what if your friend turns to you and says, "Forget it, no chocolate. I'm not going to live by that."
然后你的朋友就转向你说，这怎么可能？我怎么能不吃巧克力呢？
I'll follow the doctor's remedy, but I'm not going to stop eating chocolate.
他就说好，我会遵循医生的疗法，但是我还是会继续吃巧克力。
That person doesn't really believe the doctor.
这个人他其实并不相信医生的话。
If he did, he would have followed the doctor's advice with no conditions.
如果他相信的话，他就会无条件地接受医生的建议。
In the same way, Keller says, to know Jesus is to say, Lord, anywhere your will touches my life, anything your word, the Bible, speaks, I will say, Lord, I will obey. There are no conditions.
同理，认识主耶稣基督就意味着我们要宣告主，无论你怎样去安排我的生活，无论你说什么，我都会说主，我愿意无条件的顺服。
You see, if Jesus is God and He is, He cannot just be a supplement to our life.
如果你相信主耶稣基督他是独一的真神，你不能将他仅仅视作是一个附属品。
We have to come to Him and say, "Okay, Lord, I'm willing to let You do a complete." Reordering of my life.
你必须主动去找他，并且对他说：“好吧，神，我愿意让你来安排我，安排改变我的生活。”
Let Jesus start a complete reordering of your life this Christmas time.
所以大家，让我们在这个圣诞节，让主耶稣基督来开始完善你的生活。
Let Him rule in your heart without any conditions.
让他们来掌管你的心，无条件地跟随他。
Let the government of your life rest upon His shoulders and experience His peace.
让他来掌权你的一生，把你的一生放在他的肩上，并且经历他的平安。
Follow Jesus, and you'll find guidance and gladness.
跟随主耶稣，你会发现指引和喜乐。
Follow Jesus, and you'll find relief and rest.
跟随主耶稣，你会找到释放和安息。
But only if you let Jesus rule in your heart.
只有当你让主耶稣在你心里作王。
Five people arrived at an airport late for a connecting flight because their previous flight had been delayed.
这里有五个需要搭乘这个转机的旅客，他们晚到了机场，因为他们先前的这个航班有延误。
And a ticket agent worked at helping them find seats on the next flight so they could get to their destination.
这个票务代理呢，就帮助他们在下一个航班上找座位。
Four of the anxious patient, passengers tried to be patient, but one man was just overbearingly rude to the ticket agent.
焦急的乘客中呢，有四名他们都试图的耐心等待，但是却有一个男子，他对工作人员毫不客气。
He berated her for not working faster.
他指责他说你的工作速度不够快。
He held her responsible for the delay.
并且他要求他对他们的拖延负责。
And he insisted that he have an aisle seat just as he had arranged for the flight that he missed.
并且他坚持要像上一班飞机那样安排在一个过道的座位给他。
Well, finally, the ticket agent was able to resolve the problem and told the five travelers that they all had seats on the next flight, which was going to leave in just a few minutes.
最终呢，售票员解决了问题，并且告诉五位乘客说，你们可以顺利的搭下一班飞机了，而且不用等很久，就几分钟。
And sir, she said to that ill-tempered man, you'll be happy to know that you have an aisle seat.
他对这个脾气暴躁的男人说，先生，我也很高兴地告诉您被安排在了一个过道的位置上。
Well, the man picked up his bags and headed for the gate, grumbling all the way.
然后这个男子呢，就提起他的行李，径直地朝门走去，一边走还一边抱怨。
After he was gone, the ticket agent turned to the other four and said, I'm so happy to report to you that the rest of you have seats in first class.
然后他走了之后呢，售票员就对另外四个人说，我也很高兴地告诉你们，你们其余的人都会有头等舱的座位。
You see, when we demand our own way, we may get it.
你们可以看到，当我们按照自己的方式去生活时，我们也可以得到我们想要的。
But we'll never be happy.
但是我们却从不会有喜乐。
How much better it is to let God have his way in our life.
但是如果我们按照神的意愿去生活的话，那就真的是好太多了。
He's a generous God.
因为他是一个非常蛮有恩典慈爱的神。
He delights in giving us abundantly above all that we could ask or even think.
他乐于为我们提供远远超出我们所思所想的丰盛的供应。
And so let the government of your life rest on God's shoulders.
所以让我们把自己的生活完全的交托给神，放在他的肩上。
And you'll experience the abundance that he has planned for you.
我们这样就可以经历神丰盛的计划。
Right now as we close, why don't you consider giving your life afresh, once again, to Jesus?
最后呢，让我们来结尾，就是把你的生命全全的献上给主耶稣基督。
Let your heart become his throne.
把你的心献上。
Tell him you want him to rule in your life.
并且向主耶稣宣告，愿你来掌管我的人生。
And you'll experience his joy and peace.
你就可以得享安乐和平安。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for Jesus.
主，我们在天上的父，我们非常的感谢你。
Our life would be so miserable without him.
主啊，如果我们没有主耶稣基督，我们的生活将陷入无尽的痛苦中。
But all through the Bible, your message is to follow Jesus.
但是恩主，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语，让我们来跟随主耶稣基督。
And when we do, we'll discover a peace that passes all understanding.
主啊，当我们跟随主耶稣基督的时候，我们就会得享平安和喜乐。
And so I pray that each one here today.Would follow Jesus wholeheartedly.
主啊，所以我为在座所有的弟兄姐妹祷告，愿他们全心全意的去跟随你。
Rule in our heart.
主啊，愿你做我们心中的王。
We place the government of our life on your shoulders.
主啊，我们愿意将我们的人生献上，让你掌权。
And we know that you only have good things in store.
主啊，我们相信你会将那最美好的赐给我们。
And this we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。